Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Monstrous Radio. Hey, it's Takeover Tuesday, and I'm the DJ, and I'm taking over. This is Ace Boogie with the hoodie. It's called Look Back at It. This is not new, but before it broke on radio, we broke it here first. Monstars Radio, online radio with the roar. This is where the underground artists are above ground making quake, and I am one of the Monstars. It is Takeover Tuesday. Let's go.
Back at it. She ain't never do this before, but she good at it. Said she never made love, but she good at it. She make a nigga feel good when I look at it. I get goosebumps.
If you're trying to take
it,
over the show,
girl,
there we go. 563-999-3411. Take over Tuesday. Press 1.
Yeah, got a new biz that I ain't promoting. Yeah, all of my friends love money doing. Let me tell you something about my life. In every single chain, in my diamond ring, the way you walking, the way you talking, it's all because of me. And the way I'm all on you, girl, you know it's true. The way I speak is my melody. Don't you ever think it's another me, girl, on everything. It's a lot on me. I cannot be seen. I cannot be taking apologies. Yeah, they pout on me. Cause that bag on me. Yeah, they after me. I got racks on me. Got the stash on me. They gassing me. Yeah. Hoodie on low, but I stay focused. Yeah, it's hard to stay low and everybody know this. Yeah. Look back at it. She ain't never do this before, but she good at it. Said she never made love, but she good at it. She make a nigga feel good when I look at it. I get goosebumps when I look at it. Oh, girl, just wanna have fun with it. Oh, girl, just wanna have fun with me. These girls ain't really no good for me. Yeah. Yeah, got a new biz that I ain't promoting. Yeah, all of my friends love money doing. Da 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 da. Can I come by vibe? I get a different type of fly. Hit a lick and split it with my guys. Getting rich, I'm really lit, but I ain't shit. I admit it, but I try. If I'm wrong, just tell me that I'm right. Let me tell you something about my life. Back at it. Said she never made love, but she good at it.
On a Takeover Tuesday? Like I said, I am one of the Monstars. Here's the lady of the hour, Miss Unbelievable. She comes in with a litty lit roar roar. How you doing tonight, mama?
She bad, she all day, she all day. Yes, Takeover Tuesday. It's going down on the underground all day, every day, like it is at 7 o'clock. What a do, DJ E. Monster, what a do. Just say it. What a do.
It's Takeover Tuesday. Shit, it's probably the only place in the world right now at this moment where you can call in to a radio show and just take over. I'm just saying, just take over, talk about what you want to talk about, request the music you want spun. You could be the man all night night. Well, maybe not all night night, but at least for a couple moments. You did, for a couple moments. So call us up, 563-999-3411. That sounds like 999, all 999. 563, all 999. That's 999, motherfucker. 3411. You got to press 1 to go live. Take over. Build your brand. Build yourself. Put your kids on blast. I don't care. Do what you got to do. Stars Radio Network. So, all right. Hold on. We got Miss Multitask herself. She might be here trying to fucks with us tonight. Is that you there, Jazzy? Might not be Jazz. Oops, my bad. Might be somebody else. We'll check back with you in a minute. 770. Let's get the show going and we'll check back. Let's see. So who we got in the chop block there, Miss Unbelievable? You know, we got the who's bumping who. Who's getting fat? We should get people to talk about stuff at the water cooler. But some of y'all are starting to get back to work, but some of y'all are just going to have to talk about it in the laundry room. So who we got on the chop block tonight?
All right, we got some nurses. We got an arrest made. We got some intel, Drake. We got Teddy Riley. We got Killer Mike. We got Pastor Tony. Did you hear me? I'm done. Well,
yeah, I heard you. Damn. Okay. All right. All right. I thought you was on one of your calls.
I mean,
you know how you do.
You know that's what it be tonight. It's like,
Okay. Okay. We gonna get them. So, all right, y'all, we're going to check in with that. Let's see. You know we got some music. I don't think we got an interview for tonight. Let's see. I got some memes from social media to talk about. Like, I got one where I think this shit was lit. it looks like Jazz says she's still working. But it was one, Miss Unbelievable. I don't know if you've seen the one on my – yeah, looks like I can see your little comment laughing right now. Basically, it looks like a lady, she went to, you know what I'm talking about in a minute, the lady went to the dentist. You know how it is when they give you that motherfucking Novocaine or whatever it is that they give you, and you just be on, I don't know who the hell I am. I'll be honest with you. I remember one time I went and got, I had oral surgery, and I had somebody take me to the dentist, right, or to the doctor, whatever you want to call it. I went, and when I came out of there, when we got in the car, I remember, they reminded me, the doctor helped me get in the car. I got in the car, passenger seat, obviously, closed the door. Driver got in, got ready to pull off. I said, oh, wait. They was like, what? I said, you still got to take me to the dentist. You did, so I was totally out of it. I was totally gone. When they told me afterward, I was like, no, I didn't. They was like, yeah, you did, player. You was gone. So it was like that situation, and the lady had basically broke dude down. She said she was, you got to check my page. I got to put on the Monstars page. Y'all got to see this. She's like,
your
friend with the shorts, he's kind of cute, and he be coming around in them shorts, and that thing just be going wang, wang, wang. Dude's looking at her like, babe. You good? And she's like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I got with the ugly friend. Nobody told me you was the ugly friend. Oh, my God. We going to tell y'all some more about some shit she said. But it was not cool. Not one bit, Lyle. Not one bit. So, yeah, we going to jump into that in a little bit. We got some more independent music coming up. It's Takeover Tuesday.
Yo.
We can talk about whatever y'all want to talk about.
I had a meme, and I don't know if y'all saw it, but it was the dude comes out of the room, and he sees this person in his kitchen, and he's like, hey,
wait. I want you to save yours for after the break. We build some anticipation. We're going to see the one she got coming up right after this. This is the song old girl going to play. I can't say she going to drive home, but this is the song she going to play after all that shit wear off. You know how, like, motherfuckers be playing that song in the background, be like, I know what you're saying. Get it? This is the song old girl going to have to be playing in the background when she sober up and he tell her about the shit she was saying.
Oh, wow.
It ain't always about what you like. Sometimes it's about what's right.
Take over Tuesday.
P-C-H, because that's what you going to call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't going to give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H, because that's what you going to call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. You bitches ain't going to give it to you, right? Why you wanna play with me? You know I'm undefeated. A real high girl know how to keep a nigga heated. You say you want respect, well treat me how you wanna be treated. You told me to keep it real, but you don't practice what you're preaching. You want me to blow your phone up and come and looking for you till I find you. You really want me to book the hoe that you fucking with if I find her. Bitch, you ain't that busy. I don't give a fuck what you ain't got time for. You look me in my eyes and know you lying, man. That's far, bro. Man, you knew I was a player, so you made me need to relax. You know that you gon' hate me if I get the plan, get back. I ain't turning to no damage when you met me, boy. I been there. You tryna make me something that I ain't with that. I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? Got my mind on getting paid. We ain't fucking some days. He probably thinking I'm in pain, but I'm really on game. Ain't no nigga finna stop me. Independent, I got me. All the shit that I be needing can't depend on the prolly. And that's fucked up cause you know that I don't fuck with nobody. I be quiet, but you out here telling stories one side. I ain't perfect and I try to fix the shit that ain't working. But it's 2020, I ain't finna argue about twerking. Since you wanna test some waters, might as well jump in with both feet. If you leave me and you see me, better act like you don't know me. If you think your shit get better with another bitch, go get her. When you realize she ain't got you like I got you, I can't help you. I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H.
Takeover Tuesday with Megan Thee Stallion. This is called B-I-T-C-H. Like I said, when she sober up, that's what he going to be like, bitch. How you going to say some shit like that?
Absolutely.
I'm the
that
ugly friend.
Was messed up.
Okay.
That's you the ugly friend. I don't even know why I'm with you. Like, wow. And then, but what was the funny part was, is when he looked at the doctor, was like, the dentist, can you give us a minute? Dennis is like, oh yeah, this is about to go down.
Oh, shit.
Like,
somebody,
yeah, I'm going to let y'all handle that.
Right,
yeah, but
right.
I don't even recall. Like, I remember getting all four of my wisdom teeth pulled at one time. I don't recall the medicine doing me like that, like having a clown like that. I was like, wow, she like clowned him and was into it. Like, and look at me
like,
it was
her
what?
Truth.
She was
like,
yes, like I got many numbers, nigga. I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah, she was like, I be texting him, da-da-da, oh, great short, you in trouble, bro, he just gonna walk up to you and just two-piece biscuit your ass, he not gonna do no talking, he not gonna say, let me see your phone, he not gonna say, how did it happen, no, he just gonna open up on his ass, nah, and that's going to be it. Nah, 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 what's happened? This would happen, fool. Nah, nah, nah. And then open up his phone. yeah, she don't told. Yeah, she just told. She just, yeah, released all that stress. Like, she just couldn't hold it no longer. She was in the church pew where, you know, you go and I don't know what it's called, but where you go and you sit in that room and you close the door and there's some saint or preacher, pastor on the other side of a wall and you telling him your story, your sins, for, you know, for them to get cleansed. That's what she was like, y'all. I'm telling y'all, you got to see this. We got to put this on the Monstars page. They're unbelievable. We got to put, I want people to see this. This shit is hilarious. I feel sorry for old boy, but yes, this is hilarious. I mean, what would you do? What would you do? Me? I would have snatched your goddamn molar out my damn self. You dig? By hand.
Oh.
Talk to me like that in front of somebody else. I don't give a fuck what they gave you. They could have gave you truth serum. I don't give a damn.
Man,
what did you say? Say it again. Go ahead.
I don't even, man.
Right. Right.
Man. Like.
Yeah.
Man. Like, how, man. Okay, so it's like to come back and be like, oh, you know, I didn't mean that. Like, how do you recover from saying all that and it's on tape? Like, you can't, like, backtrack and be like, I didn't mean none of that. Like, it was almost like alcohol, weed, like, you were speaking your truth. You're not like a drunk is drunk, and they're, like, speaking their truth. And then you looking at them like, is that how you really felt? That's how you really felt? Like, that's how I see that situation. Like, that's how you really felt, huh? So you just be looking at other people's private areas, just swinging. I'm ugly. What am I doing here? And then how you look at the friend the same? Like, you can't. It's like, I can't even look at my homeboy the same. Because now you think I'm the ugly one and you are my friend. Like, it's all messed up. Like, the whole situation is just all messed up. Like,
You'd be like, nah, homie. You ain't got to pick me up to go to the bar no more. I'm going to meet you there. No, don't worry. I'll catch the bus. You can't come by my house no more.
Hey. Like, what I do? And you'd be like, oh, no, you know what you did. Yeah, you all up on my girl. She all up in your dreams and stuff. She all up in this anesthesia. You know what you did. Be like, nah. Just snap it off.
No, I'm going to tell you.
You know.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Half the men ain't going to tell him. Men can be more insecure than women sometimes. I'm telling y'all, if you don't know, you better buy your book. Matter of fact, I better write one telling y'all. But, yeah, he ain't going to tell him. Hell no, he not going to tell him.
That's like putting himself down.
Right. Not only that, like, here's something that I always tell women, too. I tell my other guy friends this, too, but I usually don't have to tell women this. Don't accuse somebody of sleeping with somebody else. And don't.
Why?
Or if you do, don't put a name on it. Sorry, I'm multitasking. I'm going to get to it here in a second. Reason why, because now you're planting a seed to sow. Here's an example. I dated somebody before. The boyfriend they was with at the time, we was just super cool friends. The boyfriend they was with at the time tried to be like she was fucking me. We was never bumping. We never talked about it. We just were cool friends. You dig? I'm that guy women usually can go to get the truth or get some insight without the dude trying to fuck her at the same time. You dig? I'm that dude. So, you know, so blah, blah, blah. Make a long story short, he kept saying, I know you're fucking that DJ. I know da, 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 da. Well, guess what? He don't spoke it into existence, because by the time it got to me, oh, this nigga said what? excuse my language, this fool said, what? I'm doing what? You know I'm not. Did you tell him no? No, but he just says it every day, huh? Okay, okay. Well, now you don't piss me off. Yeah, you can follow how the story went. So that's why I tell people don't do that. Just say if you're fucking with somebody, you're fucking with somebody. But if they wasn't fucking with that person, now you don't plant it the seed. Now you're going to have a, I forgot what they call this, but basically it's a syndrome of basically where somebody tells you not to do something and then you do it just despite that person.
Yeah.
It's almost like when a dad tells a daughter, you don't fuck with that boy. I don't like that boy. Now all of a sudden the daughter really all of a sudden falls in love with them. She extra likes them because dad don't like him. It's the same
mm-hmm.
type of scenario. So I tell people don't do that.
Yeah.
If you're going to say they're doing da-da-da, just say that's what, if that's what you're going to do, and then step off. You don't have to prove it. You don't have to do all that. That's just painful trying to prove somebody's cheating and pulling all the pieces and playing lawyer and all that extra shit. Yeah, you might feel good while you're doing it, but at the end of the day, that shit is very painful to deal with.
Yeah.
So just, you know, mm-hmm. don't really go there, and you'll be all right. So that's why I tell people that. But, but, yeah, so he ain't coming over no more. He not telling dude. Hell no, because now two things. If him and dude fall out, guess who's finna get smashed? Baby girl going to see them gray
yeah.
shorts. You did?
Yep.
So on and so
yep.
forth. So, yeah, so I never
going
ever.
To look for the
so
shorts.
I tell people, exactly, because they know it's going to piss you off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's what I always tell people, don't do that. But, yeah, he ain't going to tell him. Most likely he ain't. There's something that will front on him and be like, bro, why am I going to blah, blah, blah. Because I got fronted on like that before. I'm not going to lie. They came and told me, like, yeah, dude was having sex with his girl, and she yelled out, wait, what? I'm asking, I don't know what. I know. I never fucking. No, wait, what? Bruh. It's me, bruh. He's like, man, I don't know why she said that. Neither do I, bro. I don't know either. But just say we won
but
so
you know
tight
what?
After that.
It's different from the females because a female would never, like your friend would never, ever, ever let you know if your man has called out your name or like your girl would never let you know that you, their guy is digging you at all. They won't let you know until
oh, really?
After about 4 years later, 4 or 5 years later, like after you can't
what?
Get to them. Like never have any of my girls at like front, like up front was like, yeah, he's into you. Never. They would like wait, like if we having a conversation 3 years later, like, hey, did you know such and such liked you? I was like, no. Yeah, I didn't want to tell you though, cause see, I didn't want you to take him from me or y'all hook up. I was like, are you for real? Like, no. Like, are you serious? Like, yeah. I was like, wow,
right,
that's
right.
crazy. Like, no, a girl won't tell another, like, I don't care how close you are, that ain't coming out. And, oh, if they call your name, they're not even asking you if you slept with them or not. They're just going to assume that you did.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, it's not like, you know, being in the middle of a threesome and, you know, and then she's talking about, oh, I ain't felt this dick in a long time. No, that might be an issue, but damn, just because, you know, can't be mad at that. But I guess it
now,
is what it is.
But
Whoa.
Mine was, okay, so check this out. I don't know if you haven't thought, but it was, okay, this guy had his woman move in with him, but the woman never took off her makeup in front of him. So when he came downstairs, he came downstairs and was like, and she was ugly. She was butt ugly. He was like, where my woman at? Hold on. And then he was like, somebody done broke into my house. He goes upstairs talking about, babe, come whoop this girl's ass. Come get a lick. You know, someone done broke into my house. He called the police. He's like, yo, police, some ugly chick done broke into my house. And she was like, really? Really? Are you serious? Really? You don't know it's me? He was like, nah, hell nah. Who is you? I don't know who you are. And then she was like, it's me. He was like, nah, my baby girl had, she was a 10. You a you not a 10. And then it was so hilarious. Then his boy came down. He was like, go downstairs and fix yourself up. Go downstairs and get yourself together. And she came back up, and she was still looking, you know, like a dude. And then so he let his homeboy, mm-hmm. and he was like, follow me to the kitchen. Just follow me to the kitchen. And then he was like, who is that ugly chick in the house? And he was like, and she called me by my name. He was like, yeah, that's my chick. He was like, no, your chick was a 10. That's a 3.5. Who that ugly girl in the house?
He called her 8.
And he was like, no, that's my chick. And the dude was about to start, his friend was about to start calling her ugly. And why he, you know, start fighting his friend, like, you can't talk about my ugly chick like that. It was freaking hilarious. Like, it was hilarious. You guys got to see it. But she took off her makeup. And so it's like, how do you feel when, you know, a chick wears all this makeup and then you come and the real person, you know, the dark, you know, got spots, got, you know, not the girl, you know, not the cute little light skin, because you know how makeup contours your face and everything and takes you to look like a totally different person. But because you ain't living with them and you don't know the makeup situation, you get another person. So you got to see the video. Like, you would, like, fall out. I thought it was so hilarious, but it's so real. Because men are getting Jekyll and Hyde women nowadays.
Right. That is true. I'm not going to lie. I've been down there before. I've seen videos before. I think it was almost like a little movement there, if you remember there, Miss Unbelievable, where women were talking about how they would put out videos and memes and things and saying, well, you men like me when I look right here, when I look like this, but you don't like me when I'm here. Like, there was one, I believe the lady was like, how come she went on a rant? Like, she had one picture, she was like beautiful. Like you said, like model type. And then in the video, she shows herself without all that stuff on. She said, this is how I look throughout the regular week, and y'all dudes don't be trying to holler at me at all. You see me, you won't even talk to me. Well, she looks like a stud. I'm going to be honest. She looked it like a stud. You know what I mean? So, and then she's like, but when the weekend come, when I get all pretty, then you try to holler at me. Well, to be honest, mommy, look at the difference. One was very feminine.
Yeah.
So on and so forth, what men like, and one was a stud, and we automatically assume you don't like us. Not like that. You know what I mean? So you the one doing the heckle and jive. How you going to cuss somebody else out because you don't fool them? Like, why would you put all that extra shit on anyway? You know what I mean? That's like a man showing up with a bunch of makeup on. And if y'all don't know, there's parts where people wear makeup. That's a part of their whole thing out there. Where men wear makeup, eyeliner and shit. Some of you are like, oh, yeah, I be seeing motherfuckers. Yeah, they be wearing eyeliner and shit now. Next, they're going to be wearing base and all kinds of shit. Like, I don't need makeup. Let me trim my beard, shine up my rims. That's all the makeup I need. You dig? Throw me a chain on, some cologne. I'm good. I don't need all that extra. I'm not finna bamboozle nobody. We not finna catfish. We not finna bulldog. We ain't finna sharpay nobody. We not doing all that. Nah, we not doing all that. So, yeah, us men, we be getting mad. Hell, yeah. I'm trying to fucking go to sleep with Whitney Houston and wake up with Quasimodo. You dig? Talking about the plane. Nah, bitch, get out my house. I don't know you. This is not who I brought home.
Mm-hmm.
You dig?
Mm-hmm.
There used to be beer goggles back in the day, but now y'all just be bamboozling, motherfuckers. Bamboozling. Y'all got fake booties. You dig? Even the men now, let's be 100, even the men is fooling some of y'all. Some of these men walk around with full heads of dreads, all kinds of shit, fucking mouth full of gold teeth. You didn't wake up in the morning, you like George Jefferson from an MMA fight. Got no fun, fucking half bald headed. Went to bed, thought you went to bed with Trey Songz. Trey Songz's sister had a baby with Shamar Moore, whatever his name is. Shamont, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Right. You did. You wake up.
Yeah.
You did. He had a motherfucking nice ass car. He had a, we're going to say a Jaguar. She had on some motherfucking cool ass shoes and shit. You wake up, the rental car gotta go back. His nephew came back over and took his shoes back. You dig? So don't be acting like men don't be bamboozling women too. That we do. Nowadays we do.
Mm-hmm.
All these fake weeds,
big time.
Fake hairlines and fake beards and prosthetic penises and it's the decade of the fake.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Like, you don't know what's real from the fake. You don't know, you know, nothing. Like, I just never mind. I'll rock single. Because I can't.
Right. Can't trust you.
I can't because you don't even know what, like you said, you don't even know what's going to happen. Like, you roll out and you be like, oh, you with him? And then you be like, why? You know what I'm saying? You think you got a golden ticket. You be like, oh, you with him? You be like, why? Is there something I need to know? Nah, you figure it out. You be like, no, let me know. Tell me. No, let me know now. Yeah.
Right.
Crazy.
Oh. Okay. So what are we dealing with on the chat block, Nick?
Oh, it ain't no break, music break. All right, hold on.
Oh, I got a music break. I got you.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Something new. New upcoming. You don't hear too much on the radio, but this shit bump. If you know me, you know me. You already know. I know he's going to play that goddamn Kissy Lee. That's right. Close the motherfucking door.
Thanks
for the
Tuesday. Take over Tuesday.
There we go. Come on, hit it, mama, hit it. 563-999-3411. You got options, but you gotta press 1 first. Take over Tuesday. Take over with us. Be monstrous with a her.
Hey.
don't know about it. There you go.
Bring
that.
Now.
All right, y'all.
That's Kissy Lee.
Right, that Kissy Lee. You can also find that over on our 24-hour stream, 365, 7 days a week, at MonstarsRadio.com. That's also one of the, well, I shouldn't say our sponsor. That's our parent network, sponsored by the book author, Miss Unbelievable, SoLetMeSpeaks.com. Make sure you go over there, check the book out. When you buy the book or the shirt, merchandise, you also support the show. Monster US Apparel will also make shirts for the book So Let Me Speaks. Yeah, put your expression on your chest. We can get that going for you. Also in the, oh, it might not be there now, but usually in our links, you can find when you push the things here where it says Monster US Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, So Let Me Speaks, you can push the link right here on Blog Talk in the information. You can click to the spots right there, or you can just go to Monstars Radio or www.shutupmissunbelievable. I know you're going to tease me. www.soletmespeaks.com to make purchases and find out more information. So, all right, we're bringing it back. Well, who's bumping? Who's getting fat? We just listened to some Kissy Lee, Close That Door. I think that's going to be one of the hot songs for the spring. Another artist who I think is going to really blow up this spring is going to be Doja Cat. Mm-hmm. If we can get all this stuff going with the year. So, you know, just a little tidbit for y'all. So, all right, we're going to bring it back. I'm looking for my background music there, Miss Unbelievable. But who we got up next on the top block?
Okay, who we got up is Killer Mike. Now, I don't know if you heard that the Atlanta's governor is opening up shops, right? They're opening up different places, mm-hmm. right? So, did you hear about that?
Yes, I've seen that. They were talking about everybody starting to not just Georgia, everybody starting to put dates on when they're going to reopen. They're trying mm-hmm. to get the economy stimulated in their city, things like that. I've seen a little bit, but you know, you're the what do we call it? Correspondent, journalist around here. So go ahead, give me the scoop.
Okay, so the majority of the things that Georgia's opening up are salons, barbershops, different places for who? And we talked about this, I did it last week, the black places. So Killer Mike said it's too early, Georgia, I'm not reopening barbershops yet. So Killer Mike thinks Georgia jumped the gun with reopening on Friday, potential risking lives. So he is not rushing to open doors at his chain of barbershops. The rapper joins and says he's concerned about Georgia's governor, Brian Kemp's plan to lift much of the state's lockdown restrictions Friday, allowing barbershops, salon, gyms, and several other businesses to reopen. Killer Mike says that his wife owns a string of barbershops in Atlanta called the Swag Shop, but tells us they're opting out of all their locations and they're keeping them shut. While he sees strong incentives to reopen the shops, businesses are around to make money, but his concern is over the health and safety of his employees and customers outweighs the company's bottom line. He admits race is a factor because African Americans are being impacted by COVID-19 at a very high rate and the community he serves. So he doesn't want to put anyone in danger by opening soon. Sounds like Killer Mike thinks that Dr. Anthony Fassad is right when he says lifting restrictions too soon could backfire. Mike hopes governor and mayor can get on the same page and formulate a better plan. So far, that hasn't happened in Georgia, where several mayors are vocally opposed to the Governor Kemp's move. Until then, Mike has sent messages for the average American worker who feels that they might need to rush back to work. Don't.
Right. If you don't know, I really like Killer Mike. Mike has been around for a long time in the hip-hop game. I'm not going to say Killer Mike is the best rapper in the world, but he got some hitters. He is skilled at his job at being an artist. He is very skilled. But what I love about Killer Mike is Killer Mike went from hip-hop almost like Ice Cube did, almost how Tupac did. They went from just making music to becoming a visionary. And they're not just a revolutionary, a visionary about how things could be, how we should change, how we can correct things ourselves, our own community issues and things like that. And he puts them on Front Street and he talks about them, whether he gets ridiculed or not. Those are the type of visionaries we need. People who are doing the right thing and who are not afraid to be ridiculed for doing the right thing. Some people, when you try to do the right thing, they attack you. And a lot of people, everybody's not down for attack, especially if you don't have a crew with you to fight back. It's hard to say, like, here's an example. I'm just using examples, people. I'm just using examples. Say, like, Gail. Only backup she really had was Oprah, and Oprah ended up on the grill, too. But you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, when Gail said something, the world attacked her. She broke down. Everybody thought she was powerful, but she wasn't that powerful. She broke down. So if you don't have a crew with you to stand with you and fight with you, you will break down. So don't think just because a certain person gave in. No, imagine having the whole world against you. Here's an example. Mm-hmm. Y'all see them goddamn racist people put stuff about black people all the time. I've just seen another one. They did one, and they were so proud of it, and they came out and they stood so strong on their beliefs about black people with this and that. And then within 24 hours, the motherfucker's online talking about, I'm sorry, that's not really my belief. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend made me do it. Whoop, 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 whoop. Well, you were so strong the day before.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, so you got to watch what you put out there. But that's what I like about Killer Mike. Mike is, he turned his stuff into politics. He don't make music that's going to just destroy our neighborhood. He's going to make some music that's going to make you conscious and make you think and dance at the same time. I'm just saying. So, great dude. Yep. Total monster salute to that guy as an artist, as a man, as a human being. Get it? So yeah, I like Killer Mike. Every time he got something to say, I stop and I listen. Like when David Banner, another dude, excellent, same thing. You dig? went from just being a rapper to a visionary. Is conscious of what he puts out into the world. So I really salute artists that do that. Sorry, I just had to put them on Front Street because some of you artists out there need to follow this same rule. Like, stand for something. Yeah, you're going to get punched in the face. You do the same thing when you're out on the block. Just get you a crew to help you fight back, but do the right thing. Don't be out there doing that bullshit or I'm going to attack your ass too. So, but yeah. Yeah. It's going all over, though. Everybody's talking about Minnesota's the same way. Our governor's talking about whether he's going to open it back up soon or not. Y'all seen Florida open their beaches back up. They just got in trouble for having them open. Everybody's doing something different. They all fighting.
Yeah, but our governor's not opening up those type of things. He's just opening up where you can, if you don't, see, he's doing it smart. He's like, if you don't police, I will send over the cops to help y'all out. See what I'm saying? Once you open up your business, you can't, you know, once again, govern, you know, how you do it. But like they say, you know, the reasons why they're pinpointing those places is because African-Americans frequent those places, and they want to make sure, because, and then you're not giving African-American the test, so therefore we can just have you die off and we don't have to worry about you, because we know that you're going to run and go get your nails done with that stimulus check. We know you're going to run and go get your hair done with that stimulus check. We know that you're going to use your stimulus check seriously. So we're going to open up your stuff that you know, that we know that you want the nails, you want your hair, you want to be snatched, whatever. We're going to open up the things that is going to attract your money, because that's the only thing that they think black folks will take account for and invest in. See what I'm saying? Let me go back and use you as a pawn. We gave you $1,200 as a pawn. Now we're going to take that back because we know what you're going to do with it. And so what they're saying is, don't fall for that. Don't fall for that. But the places and the governors know, hey, let's get the black folks because this is what they do. Let's get the brown folks because this is what they do. White folks ain't going to go run. Maybe the ones that act black, but they ain't going to go run and go get their hair cut. They'll chop it off and be bald and be like, deal with it.
Right, right.
So another person.
And it's.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was
just
going to
say
on that. But no, go ahead. Sorry, I won't say nothing else.
No, just hold that because this is another person. Diamond Dallas Page, he said he's not opening his Georgia gym. And so he's err on side of caution, too. That's why I said hold that so you can have a comment with this one. Diamond Dallas Page thinks Georgia is moving too fast when it comes to reopening business. And, you know, he's the one who he was a wrestler. And he started doing all his little businesses online. So he does like yoga and different things like that. So he's in Saramah, Georgia,
okay,
about 20 minutes. And he was like, he's not blasting other business owners who opens the doors. But he said, listen, it's not worth it because you can get it. So he's advising his friends to remain home and continue social distances until health experts get a grip on the coronavirus. He said it's obvious that has been following the news closely, and he's pretty pissed about the way the small business loans was rolled out because it wasn't rolled out right. He's hoping someone will find a vaccination soon, but he's not holding his breath. So he's saying gyms, barbershops, spas, and several other businesses, y'all can be open, but he's saying as a white guy, he's opting out of sight of caution as well.
Right. I'm with those people on that, whether you believe in the coronavirus was a real thing, it's a real threat, government, boop. I'm with these guys on waiting, because I'll be honest, even though they had said initially April, then they said May, some places are talking about like August now, I wasn't going back and being active anyway. I'm going to be honest with you, I was going chill. Like, I'm not taking no DJ gigs, I'm not really planning on doing anything, honestly. Until next year, when everything dies out, give it a little bit of time. Right now, I'm going to do what I tell all my friends to do. Chill out. Find a way to entertain yourself and stack your money, player. This might be the first phase of something else. Stack your money, player. Get yourself in position. Like, here's something like a lot of people don't be thinking about. Say, like, what if this was an attack on us as a country? This is the beginning of a war. I'm just saying hypothetically, just stick with me. Say this was the start. There's going to be no toilet. You see how shit got scarce. What are you going to do? Are you prepared to make your own fire? Ask yourself that right now. What if all this shit, when all the electricity went out, everything went down tonight in an hour? Are you ready? A lot of us don't have shit to make fire other than a lighter, No, you need them little motherfucking things that the hunters have where you can make fire out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Flint stones and shit. Boom, and you can make a fire. Do you have that? Do you have something to hunt and catch your food with? Do you have some fishing string and a hook set to the side? You get what I'm saying, people? If shit went
mm-hmm.
wrong today, and everything went down like it did, but what if they shut down the electricity, the power plants, the gas, everything is now gone. What are you going to do? How are you going to feed yourself? Your garden is only going to last so long. What, are you going to start chasing mice in your house? You get what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people are not prepared for anything. This is the time to get prepared. Get yourself together. Time to work on your finances. Okay, I need to cut that out. Maybe I shouldn't have cable, have a $120 cable bill. Maybe I don't need four damn cell phones. You understand? Like, back your money, get your
mm-hmm.
shit right, get your health together, and then worry about all that other shit next year. For some people, they can't do this, though. You know what I mean? They need
mm-hmm.
money now. Bobby, you got to do what you got to do, but if you are in another situation or if you are in that situation, get your shit right and then start stacking. That's the thing people need to do now. Start stacking. Be prepared. Like, you should always have a backup fund. Like, I always got a backup fund. Like I said, if shit go down today, I'm good for a little bit. Because I'm from
right.
that generation. That's what we did. We stacked our money. We got prepared. We bought our cars, not always leased them.
True.
These are things we got to
mm-hmm.
look at. So, you know, like me, I try to find a job close to my house. So if all this, I can ride my bike. I don't need a car.
Mm-hmm.
I ride my bike. I don't need a bus. I'll ride my bike. I always got a way to get there. But if I live three cities away, woo, that's a hell of a thigh ride. I'd be like, woohoo. But y'all get what I'm saying. Prepare. Think about the shit you got to give up. Shit, could you give up your cell phone? Could you give up cable? Could you give up your Netflix? Do you need that to chill? Yeah, people need to prepare. So.
But most people need that. Like, that's how they survive. They're not seeing, like, any other way but that. You know what I'm saying? They're like, if I don't have this, then I can't survive. If I don't have TV, then what am I going to do to entertain my kids if I don't have TV? You know, so they're not having them think that, like, we had to think. We had to use our imagination with everything that we could even think of. We had to put that into play. It just wasn't like, because now you can't. It's like, what? Oh, I can't do that. What you mean you can't do that? Why can't you do that? I mean, the conversations that I have with parents, you know, and they have to be with their kids, it's like before I can even talk about their kids and what they need for the school, I got to hear what the kids is doing and they can't do and they don't know what to do and I need help. Like, what? Those your babies. What you want me to come over to do at your house? So it's like I have to give them, you know, before I even can tell them what the kids, I got to give them. I got to become their therapist so they can make it through the next day to help the kids do the work because the kids is out of control.
Right.
So now you know what the teachers was talking about, so now you want us to do it all. So in this time, they're like, get your house together. And if you need whatever you need, then ask for it. Like, there's so much stuff going on, but then you're like, okay, this is a negotiation period. Negotiate it. If someone says no, I'd be like, oh, well, where are you going to get it from? Ain't nobody coming trying to do this. Let's be real. Ain't nobody coming back to try to and do this. So you know that right now you have the upper hand. So if you need something, understand right now we have the upper hand on a lot of stuff. Don't let people think that you don't. You do.
Right.
Okay. So, upper hand. As we're talking about the upper hand, Drake, these kids can really slide. I don't know if you guys seen this video, but there's a video of Drake's song Slide, and it's with they're doing a Tootsie Slide, and it's a dance challenge that has been made brought joy during the coronavirus pandemic, and he took it upon himself to help a group of African kids go viral for their moves and spread even more joy. So if you missed it, the Masaka kids, comprised of orphans from Uganda who have crazy dance skills, posted the rendition of the slide on Friday. When Drake shared it on his Instagram story, and yes, I took it from Drake's Instagram story myself, it blew up because they was grooving. I gotta say, they was, man, yes, these kids can dance. So the founder of the organization tells TMZ the children wanted to partake in the challenge because they love the song and hoped Drake would notice. Even though it was a long shot, Drake noticed, traced it, and directed it. So the kids are now, you know, feel like they are superstars there. They celebrated, and they did more dancing. In fact, they performed, which shows that they got a lot more grooving to do. 120,000 Instagram followers received donations for them in Uganda. So, yeah, it was a hot video. I don't know if y'all saw it. I saw it. It was a hot video.
Yes, it was a hot video. One thing I want to say is, like, if you really want to help things, you really want to do things to help other people, especially, like, in countries that don't have a lot, you dig, like other countries. I think a great way to participate and help them, especially like these kids, is to watch the video, share it. If you can give a donation, give a donation, because this will help. Say, like, because it almost looks like it's like a, I don't want to say it is, But it almost looks like a third world country because if you look at it, it's like dirt ground, so on and so forth.
Yeah, they're
so you
in
get
Uganda.
What I'm saying, but this, right, this the stream will help bring money to the Uganda, them kids, help that economy. You dig? Those are the type of things we can do as Americans to help other Africans better themselves, better their countries, things like that. But yes, that's a great video. Those kids actually go viral. They make a lot of videos where they dance. I've seen some other ones. I've shared them. I've seen the one that you shared. I thought, I was like, are they actually dancing to the song? Because, you know, I thought it was the one where, you know, they take a video. They say, like, they take a video from the 1930s. Some people dancing, doing whatever in the cotton club. And then they'll take some whoever, Charlie Wilson or somebody, they'll take some DJ E Monster song and then remix it, put that music over, and it looks like they're dancing to it, right? So that's what I thought it was. But no, they're actually dancing to the Tootsie Slide song, huh? And Drake directed it.
Yeah. That's dope. No, Drake
didn't
direct
it. Rewatch it now.
No, Drake didn't direct it.
No.
So what happened was the kids did, you know how TikTok. And so they copy people's dance. So what they did was they took his song, they did the dance to it, and then they posted it on Instagram hoping that Drake would see it. Well, Drake seen it, and then Drake shared it, and then it became popular because Drake shared it and said, hey, and then they all began to talk, you know, Drake, you know, contacted because they're orphans in Uganda, and so he contacted the person in Uganda, and they put it all together, and then they raised money from the 120,000 views off of it.
See, yes, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's love right there. That's lovely right there. Hopefully, Drake sent them some money too, because they're helped build his song. Those songs already been built, but still,
heck
you know what
yeah.
I mean? It went around in God's plan, passing out money like that. That country can really, really use it. So yeah, you know what I mean? That, you know, but yeah, I'm going to definitely go back, check the video. They got a lot of videos. Them little kids can groove their little ass off. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They get it in. If y'all ain't seen none of their videos, please go check out the video. shit, next time I see the video, I might go make a donation to it just to keep them going, especially now I know it's for an orphanage. You always gotta support the kids, you know. So, but yeah, it's a lovely thing. During the quarantine, it's something great to watch to make you feel good. It's something that to watch during the quarantine. We all looking for something to make you feel good. There's a lot of stuff out there that make you feel bad or feel low. but this video with them kids dancing, like Miss Unbelievable said, hey, it's good vibration. Everybody needs to see it. That's what I'm gonna say. Everybody needs to see it. We're going to post it in the Monstars again.
Okay, so y'all remember? Okay, so y'all know I'll be talking about this pastor. And I said I was going to keep an update on this pastor, Pastor Tony Spell. And remember, someone passed away last week from his congregation. Well, Pastor Tony Spell turned himself in, booked on 2 charges. Wife says he's innocent. So he's posted his $5,000 bond and been released. Where he got it from, I don't know, because remember he was asking the people for their stimulus check. Tony's wife says her husband isn't guilty of any crimes, and she claims his arrest is the result of harassment by allegedly inappropriate protesters outside of the church for this week. She also claims that the DA has been following Tony and her along with the church members, hoping to catch them doing something wrong. She and a busload of parishioners are headed to where a pastor is locked up to protest. Spell was just cuffed by the police, who apparently took his Bible in the process and hauled him off to jail. The pastor turned himself in around 10 a.m. and has been booked on 2 misdemeanors, aggravated assault, and improper revising. I have no idea what that means. Pastor Tory Spell is officially a wanted man. Cops have a warrant to arrest him for allegedly backing up a church bus towards a demonstrator. According to the warrant was issued on Monday based on video evidence that was caught from an incident. Spell allegedly reversed the bus upon the shoulder of the road and nearly took out someone who was protesting his church gathering. They're trying to say he did it on purpose. after they were talking to attorneys, the he turned himself in. And oh, two misdemeanors, aggravated assault and improper reversing. Spell and his attorneys are not on the same page because the controversial leader of the Life Tabernacle Church tells us he will never surrender to the authorities. You heard that right. He was putting the bus in reverse. He didn't know that that person was behind him. He wasn't trying to do no harm. He's just trying to deliver food to the community. And he says, since the COVID-19 person has died, he also says that his attorney has also contracted the virus. So they not seeing eye to eye because he got the virus too. His pastor, Tony Spelling's attorney.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to say, disclaimer, the comments of those of the people speaking, not necessarily the views or opinions of Monstars Radio Network. I just want to say, bro, you are not Jesus' outlaw. I'm just saying, you understand me? You are not Jesus' outlaw. I can't believe, okay, first he had threats. They were going to put hands on him. He got death threats. You know it's bad when they take you and your Bible to jail. Oh, my goodness. We're not going to judge nobody. We're going to pray for the whole goddamn state. We're going to pray for all of them. I hate to use his name in vain, but oh, my goodness. Okay. Now, honestly, I think they're just trying to throw charges on it. The devil is a lie. I think they're just trying to throw extra charges on it. I don't think he tried to run nobody over. I didn't see it, but I don't care how bad you are. You're a man of the church. You got to believe a little bit. You know what I mean? At least a little bit. And I don't think it's going to be in his nature to run somebody over with a bus, even though they're protesting, da-da-da-da-da-da. So, they say they got video. Have you seen the video? I probably should watch the video before he make me a heathen.
No. The funny thing is, they're protesting, so you know when you're backing up, you can see somebody if they're behind you, but I don't think he was intentionally all I gotta say is God is not the author of confusion. That's all. God is not the author of confusion, and to me, he's causing confusion. He's causing confusion with the people. He's causing confusion of, making them believe that God is going to save them from this virus. He will if you are doing the will that is right. I just don't understand what Mr. Spell, I don't, even when the Bible, and they were being martyrs for the Lord and they were preaching the gospel, but despite everything, they still did things in order. I don't see him doing things in order, in a godly, orderly fashion. If you're backing up because you want to hit him, that's not a godly fashion. So I really don't know what Mr. Spell's outcome is, what he's trying to prove, because he ain't doing right. It ain't right. I understand you can preach the gospel, you can stand on your front yard, you can help out, you can do all that. There's ways you can do it, but do it in the way that they're asking you to do it, so you're not putting people in danger. He's put several people in danger now, and when it's all said and done, who are they going to start saying, yeah, the church did this, the church did that, the church did that? Once again, an open door to mock and demean the church. Every religion is finding a way to combat what they're asking them to do, except some of those who just want to be out there. Just like right now, Ramadan, the people in Minneapolis have found a way to get the word out to Ramadan. They're going to open their windows, and they're going to, and I think it's over, over the south side, and they're going to have a person stand outside and prayer or do something for they to have their prayers going on. So they're finding ways to do it. Find ways to do it that you're still following the law and you're not breaking it, so that people know in times of crisis, you don't break the law, but you still trust in God.
Right, right. And I mean, again, I ain't seen the video. I mean, if all these things are true about him doing all this stuff, you know, out of malice, you know what I mean? Stone him, but let's keep it 100. protesters and some emotional SOBs, whatever you want to say. Don't get it wrong. I've been a protester before. I've been there. That's how I know. We'd be some emotional motherfuckers protesting. We would jump in front of your car. We would jump behind your car. Yeah, you get the right protester, they would throw paint on your fur jacket.
Yes, they will.
You know, in a black neighborhood, that'll get you killed. I'm just
saying,
like, protesters are some emotional people. They will jump in your seat. They will fill your car up and tell you you can't go nowhere. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So just because he backed up don't mean he was trying to hit that person. That person could be one of them emotional protesters trying to jump in the way. You're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. I'm throwing my body in front of your vehicle. You're not going anywhere because my body's going to stop it. Get it? I ain't never seen no flesh stop a bumper. You understand me? I ain't never seen that. So, you know, we got to take into consideration. I know they try to, right, I know they trying to put out there, but we need to see the video. That's what we need. We need that video, y'all. If you got the video or you've seen the video, you got to hit us up. Let us know. 563-999-3411.
I'll put it in the Monstar on the Monstar page.
All right. And don't forget, people, when you listen to the archive or just the show, you can drop comments, and there's a comment box down below the link. So definitely you can drop stuff there. Also a great way on a Takeover Tuesday to promote yourself, because these archives are 24/7, 365. They don't go away. So they're imprinted here, and your brand will always be built whenever somebody comes back and listens to this particular episode. Anything else on that one?
No. But just there's going to be so much more to that story. So y'all just keep listening with us, and we will keep you updated on more of Pastor Spell. Kim Jong. Do you guys know who he is?
Kim Jong. You say John. You say tomato. I say tomato. I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
The sick Chinese leader.
Yes. So the U.S. monitoring intelligence that North Korea leader is in grave danger after surgery.
Oops. Korean.
Yeah. So I've been monitoring this story since a couple of days ago. So I was like, let me just give you guys a little bit, because I'm going to be talking to you guys more about this. So he's in danger after going to previous surgery, and a second source of intelligence is saying he's closely being monitored. He missed the celebration of his grandfather's birthday, and it raised speculation. So it's been going on for about a week. Like I said, I kind of been watching this story. He's been missing some government meetings. His health is very severe, and it's hard to assess. They're keeping a close eye on his report. As you know, North Korean is very close. They don't tell us what's going on. They don't say if he dies, he dies, but his health is poor. The evidence shows that he's incapacitated. And it's about his cardiovascular system, because he does excessive smoking. He's obese. He overworks. He tried to go on with the process to, you know, alleviate that, but his health and his weight, it's unclear if he's having signs of getting well. But if you study the regime, he's one of those control persons who, so he's one of those ones who have full control over his country. So I'll keep you guys posted on that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Honestly, I think he got the coronavirus. I think they're trying to hide it. I don't think they're trying to say nothing. A lot of countries don't like to show that their leaders are weak. My bad for saying the leader of China, the leader of North Korea. But yeah, I think he's got the coronavirus and they're trying to hide it. And that's what that's all about. I mean, there's no other thing to it for him to pop up missing. Everybody know he liked to stand out front. You dig? He one of the prettiest dictators out there. You dig? When you look at him compared to all the dictators, he one of the prettiest dictators out there. He'd be dressed flying them up. Like, I'm just saying. So I'd be like, oh, go ahead, bro. You dig? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, bro. But yeah, he's definitely, he does run his party like a communist party. He's almost like almost to me, he is a dictator. Because he mm-hmm. basically runs everything like how he wants it to go. He going to tell you what you going to do. You're not going to ask him.
Yep.
And, you know, and that's my thing. I think he got coronavirus. I think they're trying to hide it. Like you said, he missed his grandfather's celebration. That was a really big thing in their country. And he wasn't mm-hmm. there. Why? Everybody else was there. He wasn't there. Why? He has to be super duper ill. You know, he wants to show up mm-hmm. and show out. You know what I mean? Celebrations
Absolutely.
Like that, the ones you dress the nice, you wear your Sunday gear. You know, your pointiest shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Knowing him, he going to show up and show out. So, yeah. So, me, I think he got the coronavirus. I think they just trying to hide it, if you ask me. Either that or you remember before now, there was a hit that they tried to take out on him.
Yeah.
Unless this is them people working that move again, this could be that. Now the question is, they're saying that if he doesn't make it, his heir is his sister, has the same name as him, but her name is Lou. That is June.
Mm-hmm.
It's Lou. So yeah. So the question is, how is she gonna do it? How is that gonna go?
Exactly. And that's unlike for a female to run a communist country.
Boom, there we go. That was my next thing I was going to say. I don't know if anybody knows much about things, do your research on communist parties, but usually, especially countries, not all countries, I'm not trying to make them a statistic, but, you know, some countries, they don't do well with, it doesn't sit well with them, with women leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Understand me? There's some countries, some women try to become leaders and they got assassinated, all kinds of things, because they think it's weak to have a woman run a country. So,
yep.
You know, so we're going to see how that goes and how well she's accepted. And if the powers that be that got rid of him, are they going to try the same thing with her? So on and so forth. So, yeah, a little global news for y'all right now. Taking y'all out the hood.
Yeah. Here's some more global news. I'm taking you guys out the hood. In UK, there's a nurse who's traumatized by turning off the ventilators of the people who have COVID-19. She was just explaining, you know, she's a chief nurse in London, and she works in intensive care, and she says she's traumatized because she feels responsible for some of the deaths. She says she has nightmares. She's unable to sleep. She's worried about the virus. The ventilators, you know, are there to help with the lungs. She talked to her last patient. She was a nurse who worked at the hospital, had to call her daughter, and then her daughter was still praying, and then she had to say, hey, your mom has passed away. So there's, she's saying, you know, be in prayer for the nurses who have to do that job, she said, because it's becoming traumatizing. So any of those who know that the nurses who have to pull plugs, like that is becoming traumatized because it's daily. It's not how it used to be. She said it's daily and it's more than one. And they have to make that decision every morning of who they're, and it's based on age, it's based on the severity, it's based on if they feel like you're going to survive. So they're basically being the doctors. They're basically being the owners of your life.
That's horrible. That's got to be devastating. Honestly, excuse me. I don't even think nurses should even be asked to do that. I think that should be like the lead doctor on that floor or something like that. That should have to, you know what I mean, do something like that. Because that's horrible. I'll be honest, you know, I was there when they pulled the plug on my mom when she was ill, and that was devastating to me. I could not imagine having to be that person to actually do it, and or have to, you know, come out and tell a little kid that's playing your mom passed away, or, you know what I mean? Especially, yeah, that's just hard. Yeah, especially if there was no adult there. You know, maybe she came in like, I'm feeling ill, took her kid in with her. But yeah, that's devastating. I couldn't imagine being her. Yeah, imagine the nightmares. And yeah, that's got to cause some shell shock or traumatic stress. Almost
PTSD,
like being in the war.
All they have.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All the essential workers now, to me, are going to have a high case of PTSD. They are. The trauma that is going on with the nurses and doctors is unbelievable. And that's why they're saying governors and mayors get on the same page, because they're going to be affected. They're barely getting through now. And then so now you're opening up and they haven't even got a hold. Some places haven't even peaked. And now you're opening it back up for more to come. They're saying that's unfair. And I agree. They're not thinking about the doctors and the nurses that are on the front line right now, who's barely dealing with the ones that they have. Now you're opening up so another wave can come before we even get these ones out. Selfish.
Right, right. But, you know, it's all up to us as a people. You know what I mean? Just protect yourself. When you go out, you're still going to have to be careful. Don't be so anxious to go out and party. I know we got cabin fever. You can still, you know, have some friends over, you know what I mean, small batches, But, yeah, just be careful. I can't tell you what to do, what not to do. Shit, it may be safe to go out in crowds, but I'm not going to tell you to do it. I'm just going to tell you protect yourself still, even after they lift the quarantine, still. You know what I mean? Still protect yourself long after that. Because right now it seems like only reason why they lifting the quarantine is for money. Let's keep it 100. Ain't nobody thinking about health right now. Everybody talking about economy crashing. I can't pay my rent. I can't do this. I can't do that. What I think they should do, I think the banks should do, like, especially like with the rent and all that type of stuff. I think they should do what Italy did. Just pause it for right now until this shit is cleared up. Just pause the mortgages. Why? Because now the landlords don't have to pay the mortgage. So the tenants, you get what I'm saying? Just pause it. That's all. Well, a lot of people are like, well, how is that? Well, all you do is instead of you having, just don't charge a penalty, instead of their loan being 36, or I'm just using hypothetical numbers, people, instead of their loan being 36 months, make their loan 40 months and just pause the 4 months. There'll be no penalties, no accrued interest, those type of things, and everybody, it'll help with the big burden of, like, the whole rent situation, because that's what most people are losing right now. It's not their food. They're losing money because they don't have a job to pay their rent. That's what the big chunk is about, the rent and their car note. You know what I mean? So if you can pause loans just for 4 or 5, maybe 6 months, you know what I mean? Everything picks up after that where it left off, I guess, you know, just everybody a chance to still build up, do their recovery, and I think that will help. That will help take a burden. We won't be doing, won't be hurting so bad, so on and so forth, you know. But that's just an idea. I don't know. It may work. It may not. But, you know, but that's what I think it's going to take. But when everything opens up, I just don't suggest everybody just run out, party, just still. Be cautious. Take your time and ease back into everything. That's just my suggestion.
Well, so. moving on to the home front. There's some home front news in Minneapolis. I don't know if you knew that there was a rapist on the loose since for about 5 years. Have you heard about that? And it was happening down. Yeah, it was happening in the Marcy and over there by the campus at the U of M and different things like that.
Oh,
did you
hear? I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so an arrest was made to the multiple criminal sexual assaults that occurred from 2015 till 2020. They arrested Jory Daniel Wirebrand. He's a 34-year-old male who lived in Anoka County. The evidence obtained has been linked to him. They recognized the victims, survivors, recognized and they thanked them for their patience and faith that they put in the MPD to find the guy. He has criminal sexual conduct, a burglary case. He has a case of rape, sexual assault. They have 12 teams that worked with trying to find him. So let y'all know that Minneapolis be on it. Sex crime unit, homicide unit, patrol, supervisors, P2 community response team, property crime, strategic information center, violent criminal apprehension team, safe street task force, the bike rapid response team, crime lab 2, a K-9 patrol, and the forensic laboratory. Okay?
Mm-hmm. They wasn't playing.
So if y'all think that y'all gonna get away, just know, Minnesota, we ain't playing. We come to get you.
Right. Baby, glad the neighbors didn't catch him first. It is. That's how we do. We'll serve up what's left of you. Yeah, this dude right here was really heinous. Yeah, he got like 10 charges. I seen an interview with one of the people that he's being charged with attacking. And she said she's quite positive there's more people out there than just those ones, but at least they caught him for those ones. Her situation, this dude is like, we need to stone him. This dude, he broke in her house and waited for her to come home and then attacked her. You dig? So it's not like when she's walking down the street, he followed home, pushed the door through, boom, boom. No, he broke in and was waiting for her. That's some scary movie type shit. You dig? So I'm glad they got his ass. You know? That's going to be one of them situations where I don't know how to say it, but the game... Sometimes the game will clean itself, like a self-cleaning board. And that's one of them things when they say rapists and child molesters, the game will clean itself.
Yep.
They get in the wrong situation in jail. The game will clean itself. So, yeah, but I'm glad they got him off the streets. But, hey, another thing, just in case people, I know people listen globally. Especially people from Minnesota, they love to listen to this when they're in other spots, whether you're in the UK, you could be in Texas, Atlanta, whatever. But if you have people here in the Twin Cities and your people lived on 36 and Penn, you might want to check on them. Last night there was a big fire on 36 and Penn where they had to evacuate the whole apartment building. Apparently, someone was in their kitchen cooking. I got some gossip news on that on the back burner, some Facebook news. So, it may not be real. But check on your people. Apparently, nobody was really – I'm not going to say nobody was hurt because I don't know if they said somebody passed from in the inhalation of smoke in the hallway or if they were taken to the hospital. But they had to get people off of their balconies. It was a really bad fire, y'all. It was, like, really early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I seen it on Facebook when I was at work. I was like, oh, my goodness, that's not far from me. So apparently it started in somebody's kitchen. And, yeah, burnt the building down. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, people out there, you got people on 36 and Pan, check on them.
I seen that. I know a lady who lives up there, and, she went live on Facebook and showed, a lot of people didn't have homeowners insurance. And so a lot of their places are awash. They had to get out, and some people couldn't get some of their stuff. Some people did grab some things. But She was saying a lot of people live there for years and there's like no recovery. And those were townhomes were built and they were, you know, very nice. Started in the back and it quickly spread through them real fast. Yeah. Some more gossip news. Did you hear about Spike Moss's grandson being murdered last week?
No. I know some people are not from here in the Twin Cities. In the Twin Cities, Spike Moss is one of the community leaders, one of the black community leaders that, you know, gets in the news and, you know, speaks about the problems that's going on here in the Twin Cities with our black community. So that's who Spike Moss is. But go ahead. No, I did not know that. His family is, like, pretty close to my family. My family, me, my mom, dad, we all used to live right next door to Spike. We lived in a double bungalow. So, yeah, I know, like, Spike's son really good. I know Spike really good. What happened? No, I didn't hear nothing about it. I seen him on the news talking, but, you know, me, mm-hmm. I be busy. So I see stuff. I got to keep moving. I seen him on there, but I thought he was talking about the coronavirus. But no, go ahead, tell me what happened with Spike Moss's grandson.
So this is real close to me because I've actually, you know, watched this young man. I pretty much, you know, raised him. He lived on my block. So he was a victim of a North Minneapolis house party slaying. So on Saturday on 11th and Irving. Right next to right by your job, he was shot to death at a house party. He was found unresponsive. They said he was well. There was a house party, and the house party was like naked girls to be here, gambling to be here. It's $20 to get in. Now, mind you, everybody, we are on a stay home situation. But they're saying that he was trying to change his life around. Kevin was, you know, a little spitfire. He was a hellraiser. Because he was, you know, a little troubled student, but he tried to turn his life around. He was trying to go to Dunwoody College, which is funny because he was a student at Dunwoody Academy, which was one of the ones who funded the academy back in the day where he went. And he was killed trying to defuse the situation. So he was trying to intervene. They shot him. They're asking for people to, you know, come and ask who did what, who did who. And no one is speaking right now. They just had a rally yesterday, and they had a rally the day before yesterday because of all the things that Moss has done for the city of Minneapolis. And they were like a young man's life cut short. He was 27. Yeah, I think he was 27. Life cut short, they were saying. I know his mom very well. So they're like family, but not family. You know what I'm saying? You know how you grew up and it's like, oh, that's cuz mm-hmm. because cuz got had a baby by this cuz who was they cuz, the cuz. So we all grew up saying we were cousins. So like I said,
right.
The mom lived on the block. My kids play with her son. Like I said, he was a student of mine. And it hits home. You want to say, oh, because he was this person, no, when someone is trying to change their life around, no one deserves to be shot. So rest in peace, Kev. And big up Helen, you guys, and Spike, you know, our prayers are with you in this time.
Right. All right, just go have a moment of silence for the Moss family. All right, prayers and condolences go out. So, yeah, that's tragic. That's tragic, especially when it's something like that, and somebody's trying to diffuse something, and then I end up being the blunt of it. Yeah, so yeah, major condolences go out to that. Whew. Yeah, that's deep. That's a pill to take right there. I'll be honest. That's a pill to take right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just knowing the family and what they try to do and what they represent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And mom, you know, she's been going through a lot of health situations. So a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot. Just a lot. You know, being close to the fam and know all the things you know and all the things you see, it's a lot. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it's a lot. But like I said, big ups to them guys. Much prayer. Last story. Teddy Riley and Babyface break IG with Second Live battle. And, of course, there was hiccups. You couldn't get on because, you know, you just couldn't get on. So, I know that. The battle was a battle. You know, they... You couldn't technical difficulties. Like, there was millions of people on there, and if you got on, you better hold on, because there was, they old people who don't know how to run a computer, basically. But, you know, more battles is showing up, so, and more breaks of IG is coming through. Everybody loves Instagram, so if you ain't got Instagram, you got to get on. Miss Unbelievable EE is who I am. Yeah, you got to get on Instagram, because Instagram is where it's at. I'm just saying. It's where it's at. If you ain't on Instagram, you ain't in. You ain't in.
Right, yeah. Facebook is not number one no more, even though Facebook owns Instagram. Yeah, it is not number one no more. Shit, I had to say on that. But you ever have one, you'd be talking about something and you had that brain fart? I just had a brain fart. I forgot what we were even talking about. I'm over here, my bad.
Well, that means it's really time to go. If you having brain farts that quick, dude, for real, you got a song to play us up out of here. You know, you ain't thinking. You know, never mind, y'all. Never mind. It's time to go. Be with us tomorrow. Wednesday. Take a Comma Cafe on Thursday and Friday. Friday Night Live, because his little mind is gone. We done, y'all. Thanks for listening.
It's a wrap. Bye.
It's a wrap.
Damn. So, all right, y'all. Tomorrow's Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. It's R&B music only. Trying to give you some new panty droppers to add to your arsenal. We also had some sexy conversation. Let's see what else we got. Also, don't forget Thursday nights, we got Karma Cafe, where you can call in and vent. Put your problems on blast. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve, which is probably a two-piece and a biscuit. Friday Night Live, that's when Liddy over here gets lit, because I work Friday night. And see on the ones and twos, oh, my goodness. So we got that. So we got y'all going for the week. Y'all still under quarantine. Give y'all something to talk about. Something to do. And if you ever feel like being, you know, that person, call us up. Talk to us. Get online with us. Be heard. You can always listen to yourself on the radio. So, it's unbelievable. Let me see. What do I got up my way up out of here? Matter of fact, I'm going to play something. But unless you can, let me guess, you had a request.
No, I'm just letting y'all know on Friday, this Friday, Litty Lit, I'm going back old school. I'm telling about old school. I'm about to tell y'all, we going old school Friday night. It's going old school. So just a heads up, old school.
Okay.
Because why? Because I'm trying to get my old heads tuned in. All
right, well, she's going old school, and y'all know how old she is, so she playing some Nat King Cole type shit.
you can remember that. Oh, okay. Okay, we got jokes. You can remember the joke, huh?
But we're not going to play this one tomorrow because this is a rapper. It's a little sexy, but it's a rapper. It's my Takeover Tuesday. I'm going to request right here on our way up out of here. Hope y'all have a good night. If nothing else, you don't do nothing. It's kind of a boring night. Shit, wake up tomorrow and do something monstrous. This right here is my song. You can find more about me at emonster.com. This right here is one of my most requested songs. I don't know why.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Peace, y'all.
Good
Praise
night.
Good night. E-Monster. Good night.
Well, you know I'm an OG to this game, right? And I don't seen a lot of women in my lifetime. But I'm going to tell you, youngin', sometimes you come across that one. Drop the scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dog, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm off and dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. And when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things can spill like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch. It. And if I catch it in your whip on me, I'm busting it. Holla. Like we going in, and when we going in, oh, we really going in. And she don't keep none of them disrespectful friends. She's quick to tell them girls hit the turnpike and bend. There ain't no odds and ends, nor is there pots and pans. We going out every night. I come for like I'm the man. She understands when a real king has a plan. Can't have love in your kingdom without your queen's hands. She makes the mood all good for me. House good, smelling good from the big plate of food from me. I can't lie, that's why she'll stay my ride or die. She'll chase them bounties off from bringing around them Clydes. She stays by my side, scraping from side to side. Got me walking with a stride, feeling bona fide. Yeah, I got friends in and out of town, but as long as she's around, I shut the rest down.
You can find more about me and my music at emonster.com.
Shorty rocks my world.